Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump denounced neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan as criminals and thugs Monday, following a firestorm of criticism to his initial reaction to a rally which turned deadly in Virginia. One woman was killed Saturday in the city of Charlottesville when a car sped into a crowd of counter-protesters. VOA's Robert Rafel reports.
Monday at the White House, President Trump uttered words some say were 2 days too late.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Trump's televised comments followed bipartisan criticism of his initial remarks on Saturday, in which he condemned hatred and bigotry without specifying white supremacists and other groups who organized the rally. Robert Rafel, VOA News, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday appeared to postpone a plan to fire missiles toward Guam. The move could help defuse the potential for imminent conflict and give new momentum to reported behind-the-scenes efforts underway to find a peaceful resolution to the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula. President Trump's harsh warning last week that the United States would respond to any North Korean threat with fire and fury set off a flurry of confrontational rhetoric from both sides. On Tuesday, the North Korean leader was quoted by state media as saying he will wait and see if the Yankees persist in their extremely dangerous, reckless actions. This is VOA News. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 300 people are dead and the death toll could rise after a mudslide and heavy flooding. Rescuers are still looking for more possible victims from Monday's catastrophe. Witnesses in a particularly hard-hit area in Region said roads became churning rivers of mud. Officials estimate several thousand people have been left homeless. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday his country prefers abiding by the 2015 international agreement on its nuclear program, but that if the United States continues threats and sanctions, then Iran could quickly revitalize its nuclear activity. Speaking to members of parliament in a televised address, Rouhani said the U.S. is not a good partner. Iran objects to new sanctions President Trump signed earlier this month against people involved with Iran's ballistic missile program and its Revolutionary Guard, which came in response to Iranian ballistic missile tests. The two countries each say the other's actions violate the spirit of the nuclear agreement. China says it will resolutely safeguard its economic interests if the United States launches a formal investigation into its handling of American intellectual property. The Ministry of Commerce issued the warning Tuesday in response to an executive order President Trump signed Monday directing a trade representative to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. U.S. policymakers are very, very close to a new military strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia, but options still range from withdrawal to an increased reliance on private security contractors. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters late Monday, cautioning a range of options are still under consideration. The former number two leader of al-Shabaab says he's quit the Somalia-based militant group. Mukhtar Rabo, also known as Abu Mansur, made the announcement to journalists at a Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday. He said he left the group because of differences with other al-Shabaab leaders. The whereabouts of Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe are unknown as South African police and her lawyers negotiate terms to turn herself in to face charges of assaulting a young woman at a luxury Johannesburg hotel. South African authorities say Mugabe did not appear in court after the police minister initially had said Mugabe had cooperated and handed herself over to police on Tuesday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.